It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
All right, listen, ladies, where are my ladies at? I know y'all listen to this show. You're going to need to call in and talk to us. I need to know where your wedding dress is right now. You had the big day. You spent all that money on that dress. Where is it right now? What did you do with it? Give us a call, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Call us right now. Where's your wedding dress? This all came about because we found Nick Nack's wedding dress for a second time. We've lost it twice at this point now.
Jeez, man. Is that like bad luck?
I don't know, but we misplaced it for a good 10 years beforehand.
Whoa.
We couldn't find it anywhere, and it was like this topic of conversation, like, where's the wedding dress?
Dang.
Where's it at? What did we do with it? Did we accidentally throw it away? And Katie, you know where I ended up finding it?
Where?
Out in the shed, outside.
No. Why was it outside?
It somehow had got scooped up with some bins of things that could just kind of hang out in the shed.
Yeah.
And it was tucked underneath like four or five of them in the back corner of my shed in the backyard. And that's where the wedding dress was.
But it was still okay? Like it wasn't wrecked or anything?
You know, it looked fine. There wasn't any like mouse damage or anything like that.
That's what you would think, like rodents getting into it or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No. So we found it when we went to move, so we moved, and then we lost it again, like at the new house. And of course, you know, you're bombarded with boxes and other various bins and stuff. And then just this past weekend, we were cleaning stuff out, and I was opening up bins and going through it, and I was like, hey, look what I found again!
You just found it this past
weekend? So it's been lost again for about 5 years, I think, since we moved.
Oh my gosh.
And there it was.
I suppose crusty. Nicole's like, I don't need it again, so
really
why do I
don't.
Need to find it?
If it's just kind of nice to know where it is, but it was like just shoved in this bag, in this bin. It's not in good shape. And what's like, what do you do with it at this point? It is starting to yellow.
Yeah.
It's starting to fall apart.
Well, and I don't imagine it's something she wants your daughter to wear, right?
No,
because it's not in the condition.
No, and it's one of those things where you know your daughter's going to want her own dress and everything, and we don't want to encourage that, but it truly is falling apart. I mean, it was falling apart our wedding night.
Yeah.
Because our reception and everything was so fun, and everybody was dancing like crazy that it got really dirty and just basically started falling apart because she was tearing it up.
She was cutting the rug.
Night one, she was. So that's kind of funny that we found it twice. So where is your guys' wedding dress? 303-691-1649. The other wedding dress story I have for you is what my mom did with hers for many years. Back in the day, there was a department store closing down at one of the malls. I don't remember which store it was. It was probably like a Joslin's or something
back in
the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were giving away a bunch of stuff, and you can go in there and, you know, buy various things. She bought a mannequin.
Oh, what?
So we had a mannequin at the house that she set up in the bedroom.
Not creepy at all.
Right? And put the wedding dress on the mannequin.
What?
Wait, in your bedroom?
Not in the closet? Not my bedroom.
No, in my mom
and dad's bedroom.
Yes, but not in the closet or something. It was in the actual bedroom.
Yeah, standing there with the dress on it.
That's so scary.
And it was there for years. And talk about a dress that was yellowing. I mean, that was from the 70s,
right? Yeah.
But yeah, it was always this weird, awkward topic of conversation that mom had the big mannequin up in the bedroom with the wedding dress.
Did she invite people up? Like, you want to come see my wedding dress?
I have it up here. I don't remember, but yeah, it was just there for open viewing, you know, and being a young boy, like, I don't know. It was just weird. Having another woman in the house.
Yeah, right. Even if she was.
That never blinked. It was a woman that never blinked.
Did you ever try to undress the mannequin?
No, I'm not a person. Don't be a weirdo.
I don't know about that.
Don't be a weirdo.
13-year-old
young little
chair.
Boy. Mannequin.
Come on.
I don't know.
Don't make this naughty. So, ladies, sound off. I see some texts already coming in. It's Friday. It's fun. We'd love to talk to you guys. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. I see that Josh grabbed Emily. We'll do Emily, then we'll go to a break. Hey, Emily.
Hey.
Hey. So where's your wedding dress at?
I have no idea.
So how long ago did you get married?
2006.
Okay.
No idea where it's at?
No clue at all, man. It's got to be in a garage or.
So you didn't, you know, do you know for a fact that you didn't get rid of it though at some point?
I did not get rid of it. No.
So it's there somewhere.
Check the shed. Somewhere. That's where mine was. Yeah. It was out in the shed.
I do have a shed. That's true.
It might be out there. And yeah.
Could totally be there.
Yeah. Well, keep looking. Good luck, Emily.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Emily.
That's funny. No clue.
There's so many messages coming in, too, about what people did with it. Like, I'll give you one really quick. Where did it go? Oh, Emily says, we actually took my dress and made Christmas ornaments out of it. I cut it into little hearts, cut little hearts out of the lace, made it into ornaments for our tree and a few of our guests. She's like, I cry every December when I pull them out.
Oh, my gosh. I never heard
of
that.
Well, you're repurposing the dress,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So any of that. Ladies, if you want to sound off, we would love to chat with you. It's a fun Friday show. Hey, Britt.
Hey.
Hey. So where's your dress? Did you rent it?
I did.
You rented
my husband.
Wait, what?
Yeah, me and my husband eloped to Vegas. It was kind of a spur-of-the-moment thing, and I've never dreamed of a big wedding. I never really wanted a big wedding, and we literally were sitting in the car on a Friday afternoon, and we were already engaged for a couple months, and we were just joking around with the idea of, like, what if we just ran off and did it? And a couple hours later, we were actually in the car on our way to Vegas, and in the car, we, you know, got the chapel ready, and then comes like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about a dress? And yeah, my husband's like, you know, they rent them out there. And I was like, no, they don't.
That's such a Vegas thing, right?
That's
so Vegas to just go like, hey.
I suppose.
Do you remember the cost of what it was to rent a dress?
In the 100, 200 range, it really wasn't that expensive.
No, that's nothing compared to the thousands people drop. And not only that, it's the process of picking out a dress, then you have to say yes to it.
Yeah,
and I just, like, there's so much that goes involved in this.
Brittany, thank you so much for the call. Now we know you can rent dresses.
Yes,
have a good weekend.
You guys have a great day.
Bye.
Oh my gosh, I'm shocked
right now.
Katie. Never heard of that.
We want to know, where's your wedding dress right now? Hey, Mindy.
Hey,
where's your dress?
So opposite of Brittany, I did dream of the big wedding, but not the price tag that would incur.
Yeah.
And so we were on a really tight budget, and I had a friend at work who was like, I'm going to cut my wedding dress up and make a christening gown she was pregnant for my baby.
Aww,
if you want to wear this
pretty cool.
dress, if you want to wear it before I cut it up, go for it. And I was like, shoot, yeah, I want to borrow a dress.
Yeah.
Boom, that's the way to do it.
I did worry someday I'd have a daughter or something, but this was the 90s. That dress would never have stood the test of time anyway.
Big old puffy shoulders, you know?
Day.
Yeah, I bet. Well, that's a good one, Mindy. Thank you for calling this morning.
Sure.
See you later. Bye. Yeah, a couple people wrote in and said that they cut up their dress, framed it, put it in the frame with a part of the invitation. Somebody else cut it up. Who was it? Kelly wrote in and said, my daughter begged me to make doll clothes out of it. So she cut it up and made little wedding gowns for the Barbie dolls.
Framing it's kind of cool. Yeah. I kind of like that.
Here's Aubrey. Hey, Aubrey.
Hi.
Hey, where's your wedding dress?
It is in the back of my closet. I actually had two. And I went non-traditional and had black wedding dresses. So now, like, we went on a cruise last year, and I pulled it out for formal night, and I get to rewear them.
Oh,
that's kind of cool.
Where's the text? Somebody texted in and said they actually took the white wedding dress to a facility where they can dye it black. So she took the white one, had it dyed black, and now she wears it for various events. So.
That is neat.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah, and it feels really special. And my husband still has his suit. So, like, for formal night, we both got back in our wedding attire and got to have, like, a little special moment ourselves.
Oh, that's adorable.
I love that. Anytime you can reuse a dress that costs thousands of dollars, good. Yeah.
Aubrey, we can't thank you enough. Have a good weekend.
Thanks,
really appreciate
Aubrey.
It. Here's Emily. Hey, Emily, we're talking wedding dresses. Where's yours?
Hey, my wedding dress is actually in my closet, dry cleaned. My husband and I renew our vows every 5 years, so I wear it every 5 years.
No way!
Remarriage, yeah.
How many times have you reworn it then?
Well, we're only on 8 years in
so
February.
Once. You've done it once.
Yep, I wore it the first time, and then we got married again in Hawaii, and we are going to
renew our vows on a different continent every 5 years.
That is so neat.
Aren't you guys classy?
Yes.
Well, you guys have a bunch of money to burn, don't you?
Well, that's how you do it, Emily.
Well,
are you hoping
like, no money on the wedding itself? So yeah.
Are you hoping by year 30 that you can still squeeze into it? I mean, am I right?
Well,
or
I definitely got a wedding dress that I bought it off the rack. It's just a brand. Found it in San Diego at an open mall, and it's my favorite dress ever. It's knee length with a train, which is very fun. And so I wore it barefoot in Hawaii, and it's a really nice, flowy, loose-fitting dress. So
beautiful.
Yeah, I think it will stand the test of time.
I really like your little tradition.
Yeah.
Thank you for sounding off. Have a good weekend, Emily.
Yeah, have a good one.
Thanks, Emily. Gator.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
That is neat.
Here's Krista. Hey, Krista.
Hello.
Hello. Where's your dress?
So my dress is actually in the trash.
How'd it get there, Krista?
Thanks for calling.
I've been married and divorced twice. I never got to wear my dress because I was married in the courthouse both times.
Oh, okay.
And when my mother's house was infested with mice, the mice got to my dress, and my dress got thrown out after my mom passed away.
Yeah, probably good to let that one go.
But I really, really had wanted to wear that dress. And it just never happened.
Oh, that's a bummer. Sorry. Well, thanks for bringing us down, Krista. Well, Krista, I got to put you on hold. We got a few more calls to get to, but thank you so much for calling. The mice got it, you guys.
The mice got it.
Hi, Priska.
Hi.
Hi, where's your dress?
Well, I rented a dress, so I returned it.
Yes.
That a girl. Get it out of there.
My daughter is really upset with it. We're listening to the show when I was dropping her off school today. She remembered and started whining again. And then I told her, I decided not to buy a dress because I know it will be a different trend when you want to get married.
Yeah,
so,
your daughter wouldn't have worn that dress.
Nah, she wouldn't have wanted it.
No.
It would have been all sweaty.
Remodel it to this trend. I was like, no, I think that buying a new one would be better.
Exactly.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Make it your own.
Yeah,
so.
Well, the trends change so
they
much.
They really do.
So
she's
much.
Saying,
thank you, Priska. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, Priska.
I don't know anybody that's ever reused a dress.
No.
Well, I like the way people are talking about repurposing them. Like, we had Erica text in, and she said her mom's wedding dress, they used it as her get-ready gown for the actual wedding. So the way people are taking wedding dresses, the ornament thing I loved. If I ever get married and I have a wedding dress, I might do that. I might make some Christmas ornaments.
Becky says I made handkerchiefs as gifts for my sister's wedding from our grandmother's wedding dress.
That's cute.
They chopped up grandmama's wedding dress. Yeah. Is it Anna? Anna?
Anna.
Hey, Anna, where's your dress?
It went up in a warehouse fire about 6 years ago.
Oh, my God.
But since then, I helped a friend make a duvet cover out of her wedding dress because there was so much fabric that we were a queen-size duvet with it.
That
must have been
smart.
A massive dress. Long train, I guess.
It was just like a princess dress that was all gathered and weighed about 45 pounds.
What?
That sounds horrible. I'm sorry, Anna, your phone kind of sucks.
No,
thank you for calling so much.
Some of those dresses are so heavy.
They're massive.
Pound dress.
Yeah,
but she made a queen-size duvet cover.
Yeah, I love all this repurposing.
Anna, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Have a good weekend. Let's get to one more. We got to get to traffic. Hey, Susan.
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Good morning,
everyone.
Where's that dress? Where's that dress at?
Well, I traded it. So I was only married 2 months, long story short, got a divorce. I needed a bed. My friend needed a wedding dress. So we just traded her bed for my wedding dress. Turns out, so I got a divorce. Turns out that wedding dress was bad luck because she ended up getting a divorce as well.
Oh, no.
How's the bed, though? How's the bed?
Cracking up. Yeah, how's that bed
treating
you?
How's the bed? Like, that's
the
my
bed
question.
Was great.
Yeah.
You won in that deal.
2 months, that's like an annulment. That's not even
thank
a divorce.
Thank you, Susan, for calling. That's hilarious.
Thanks, Susan.
2 months.
Susan.
Yeah, I wonder what happened
did
there.
You read Polly's text message?
No.
She got married in Punxsutawney on Groundhog Day, so very topical, in matching groundhog sweatshirts.
Oh!
That's cute.
And she still gets to wear them.
That's cute.
I love that.
Another very classy wedding to attend. Very good. The text line is absolutely exploding. We had full phone lines. I wish we could do this for another 45 minutes.
I know. I really love it. This is great.
We got other things to do, but thank you so much, everybody. All you ladies texting in and calling. Ah, we love you to pieces. Thank you so much.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.